So this young man with the Pop-Tarts and the diet soda, who stays up... That's right. Okay. He stays up late. He works long hours, all in the name of CS50. This is the fabled CS50 bot. I don't know if I'm allowed to reveal that on camera. But if I don't, we'll have to edit that out. So what's it like being a superhero?
It's great when the students send me broken code.
So they send you broken code and you fix it?
Yeah, basically. It's like my diet. I eat broken code and then I spit out good code.
So it's a big shoes to fill. Do you have any other secret powers or secret identity?
Well, I'm rumored to be the CS50 designer, but it turns out that the CS50 designer is someone else. Yeah, and that gentleman over there is the CS50 designer, if you want to.
And that is Yuki, who's going to come on stage. And now he doesn't have a choice because I just said it, which means that it has to happen. It's like magic.
Hi.
So,
are you a robot?
Is what?
Are you a robot?
This is the Turing test, the verbal edition right now. So
I'm a man.
Do you like...
I don't know where this conversation is going, but I'm going to stop it right there and
have another Pop-Tart.
And eat the Pop-Tart, apparently. Well, so, how do you feel now that this is coming to a close?
It came about wonderfully. We are happy to see all sorts of people here. Yeah.
Are there more than you expected, or what would you say?
Yeah, definitely. I thought David was crazy for buying 1,000 stress balls, but it was pretty justified, yeah.
You looking for me?
I was looking for you, actually. Sorry, this is Brett.
I know the camera. Me and the camera go way back.
Yeah, he's very familiar with the camera.
Yeah.
But yeah, one of my students was looking for you. Or I was trying to introduce you to my student, but I don't know where he went.
I could also just email tonight.